to have to keep you guys accountable for it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily on them. I mean, it's a bunch of grown men playing football for a living. It's kind of on us to do that as a group. You know, it's on each individual to kind of, you know, I guess hold themselves to a high standard. When they get out of line, it's on the rest of the team to put them back in place.
Have you seen your teammates?
Yeah, no, it happens. I mean, it obviously needs to happen more. But, I mean, I think there's emotions involved in this game. It's passionate. You know, guys get fired up, but I think, you know, there's definitely a fine line between playing passionately and keeping your poise. You know, and I think, you know, still trying to figure that out. And when guys get out of line, it's on the rest of the team to put them back in place.
Blake, how frustrating is it for you right now? It really just seemed today there was two or three throws out there that seemed like routine throws that you normally make, and for whatever reason didn't get made.
Yeah, I missed some throws. It happens every Sunday on any game you watch. It's part of playing football. You know, obviously you don't want to do that. You like to make every throw, but sometimes you miss them. So it's, you know, kind of a continuous work in progress. Just find ways to get better, find ways to throw it to our team, and try and put up more points.
The interception in the end zone, what did you see from your vantage point?
Yeah, it was a bad decision and a bad throw. You know, kind of had a little high-low in that corner, and he played, you know, kind of stayed put, and I could have thrown it underneath the Hearns, you know, and threw it, you know, deep to Marquise. And if, you know, throw it, you got to throw it to the pylon or out of bounds to where Marquise can catch it and nobody can catch it. So it's kind of both a bad ball and a bad decision.
As the games where the offense struggles continue to mount, your frustration level got to go through the roof at this point or no?
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating. And, you know, every time you lose, I think win or lose, you know, Sundays are kind of the day to where you can, you know, at least for myself, that emotion kind of takes over. Obviously, if you win, you're happy, and if you lose, you're upset. And then you got to move on because it does no good to be frustrated or happy tomorrow. We got a short week, which I think is an extremely good thing for us. We get to forget about it quick, turn around and go play a divisional game and have a chance to start 2-0 in the division. So, you know, I think it's a cool opportunity.
Do you feel right? You know what I mean? Like, you don't seem to appear, you don't look like the same guy from last year at times. Do you feel right? Is there something you put a finger on? Or?
No. You know, obviously not playing good, but, you know, I couldn't tell you. I wish I knew. I'd fix it, but, you know, it's just a continual thing, and, you know, hopefully find a way to turn it around and, you know, solve some problems.
Like, is this a more difficult loss than the closer loss just to the Packers and the Ravens here, considering how you guys played at home today?
Yeah, you know, they're all frustrating. You know, I'd say equally frustrating. They're anytime you get beat, you know, it sucks. You know, especially when you don't play remotely close to the way you're capable of playing, you know, from, I think, a personal standpoint and as an offense as a whole. You know, we've played six games now and are still nowhere near to playing the way we can. So that's frustrating. But there's still a lot of football left and a lot of chances and a lot of plays and touchdowns to be made and scored.
How much of what happened today with the offense was you guys not producing the way you wanted to, or what the Raiders were doing, because they came in as the worst defense in the league?
Right. Yeah. You know, and all throughout the week, it was, you know, they had a talented defense. We knew that. We knew numbers-wise they were ranked last in the league, but we knew we had to be good because, you know, it was kind of – they have a lot of talent on their defense, so we knew we were going to have to be good. And they did some good stuff, but it was nothing we didn't expect or plan for or, you know, it was nothing we hadn't seen before.
Robinson had a bunch of drops the last couple of weeks. That's not like him, obviously.
Right.
Do you still have the same kind of confidence level on him?
Yeah. You know, obviously uncharacteristic for A-Rob to drop a ball. You know, and I think, you know, I know from his point of view, he wants to get an opportunity so bad. You know, he's getting doubled. He's getting, you know, safeties over the top of him. So when he gets a chance, you know, I know he's juiced up and dying to make a play. And, you know, for him, from my point of view, it doesn't matter. You know, if he dropped one ball or 10 balls today, every time I get an opportunity to throw Allen Robinson the ball, I'm going to.
Mark, he seemed to be the lone bright spot today. How huge has it been actually having an outlet when those guys, when Hearns and Robinson?
Yeah, Marquise has been awesome all year long. You know, it's really the first year we've had him healthy, and he's fun to play with. I love the way he plays. I love the passion he plays the game with. He's fiery, and you know, he's just like the rest of that group. They're all just dying to get an opportunity to make a play, and, you know, he had an opportunity and took advantage of some plays today.
Lack of downfield throws, was just the coverage they were playing, or what?
Yeah, we, you know, we had some dialed up, and you know, their safeties bailed pretty good. You know, played a lot of match type coverage with, you know, man coverage and two deep safeties. So it was hard to take some shots down the field. You know, we did have some call, but just didn't really get a chance to throw any.
What are things you can try to get this offense going that you haven't already? I mean, you went hurry up a little bit today and worked a little bit, but what are some things you guys can do? Because at some point you're just going to get to the point where you're going, enough, we can't.
Right. You know, I think it all starts with the self-inflicted stuff, the penalties and the unforced errors that we create ourselves. You know, we can't do anything until we get past that. You know, we'll never be successful as an offense as long as we're turning it over and committing penalties. So we got to find a way to knock those out. And, you know, we will never reach our potential until we do that.
Blake, I know how hard you guys have tried with the running game. I know you got one good run off in Chris today. But when it's not working, I mean, it's not, you know, they're figuring it out, whatever the case may be. How much more is that put pressure on you to have to be the guy to deliver?
Right. You know, it's fine. I don't have a problem with it at all. You know, I think a quarterback's perspective, I'd love to throw it 70 times a game. You know, I don't know what would happen or, you know, what would. But, you know, I would love to get the opportunity to throw the ball around. You know, I think we're still continuing to try and find our running game. Like you said, you know, Chris had a big run today. But when you get behind, it kind of forces your hand a little bit to start throwing it and get away from the run game a little bit. And I think that's kind of what happened.
A couple of guys stood up and spoke in the locker room. What was their message?
You know, I think it's kind of what everybody said. You know, it's on us as a team to hold each other accountable. To have two or three guys or whatever to get thrown out is kind of ridiculous and embarrassing. So, you know, and it was good. You know, I think the best thing for us right now is that we get to play Thursday. So you don't have time to kind of think about this for much longer. We get a chance, you know, to, like I said, go, you know, hopefully start 2-0 in the division and move on right away, which, you know, I think is good. After a poor performance like this, the best thing that can happen to us.
Who were the guys that spoke up?
Mercedes was the only guy that spoke.
All right, well, where's your confidence level right now in yourself more so than anything else?
Yeah, I don't know how this sounds, but my confidence never really wavers with myself. I believe in myself 100%, and I think that's how you have to play the game. I think any doubt you have within yourself, you know, I think would prohibit you from things you could possibly do. You know, so I always have 100% confidence in myself. I'll play as hard as I can play and do as much as I can do for this team to be successful until they tell me not to play anymore.